Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, constantly chugging along at full speed? Like there's a million thoughts racing through your head, leaving you feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and just plain exhausted? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that demands constant attention, notifications buzzing, emails flooding in, deadlines looming. It's no wonder so many of us feel like we're drowning in stress. But what if I told you there's a simple yet powerful tool that can help you regain control, find some peace, and actually enjoy the ride? Today, we're diving into mindfulness for beginners. No fancy retreats or chanting mantras required, just practical steps you can integrate into your daily life right now to start feeling calmer, more focused, and, dare I say it, happier. Think of this as your stress-busting cheat sheet. First up, understanding what mindfulness actually is. It's not about emptying your mind like some kind of Zen master. That's a myth, folks. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Like really noticing the feeling of your feet on the ground, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or the sound of your breath. It's about training your brain to be more aware and accepting of whatever arises, whether it's a stressful thought, a burst of joy, or even that annoying itch you can't quite scratch. Second, let's talk about why this matters. When we're constantly caught up in the past or worrying about the future, we miss out on the beauty and richness of the present moment. Mindfulness helps us break free from those mental loops and truly experience life, all the good, the bad, and the downright weird stuff that comes our way. Third, start small. You don't need to meditate for an hour every day. Even 5 minutes of focused attention can make a difference. Try focusing on your breath while you brush your teeth, or pay attention to the sensations of your body as you walk. You'd be surprised how much you notice when you slow down and really tune in. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about achieving perfection. It's a practice, not a destination. Your mind will wander. That's normal. Just gently guide it back to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like training a puppy. Sometimes they'll stray off course, but with patience and consistency, you can teach them to focus. And finally, remember this. Mindfulness is a gift you give yourself. It's an investment in your well-being, your happiness, and your overall quality of life. So let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to be a walking stress ball. She was always on edge, worrying about everything from work deadlines to her cat's health. It's a whole thing. One day, she stumbled upon a mindfulness app and decided to give it a try. At first, she struggled to focus, her mind buzzing like a hive of angry bees. But she kept at it, just 5 minutes a day, and slowly but surely, things started changing. She felt calmer, more centered, and even found herself laughing more often. Now, Sarah incorporates mindfulness into her daily routine, from taking mindful walks in nature to simply pausing before reacting to stressful situations. Mindfulness isn't about escaping life, it's about living it more fully. It's about finding peace within the chaos, joy in the everyday moments, and a deeper sense of connection with yourself and the world around you. So take that first step today. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Just 5 minutes can make a difference. You got this. Remember, you don't have to be perfect at mindfulness. It's a journey, not a destination. The key is to show up each day, even if it's just for a few minutes, and practice with kindness and curiosity. Before we wrap things up, I want to challenge you to take action today. Choose one thing from our conversation. Maybe it's starting with 5 minutes of mindful breathing, or simply paying more attention to your senses throughout the day. And remember, sharing is caring. Let me know on social media how you're incorporating mindfulness into your life. Until next time, keep resetting your dopamine and living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.